This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We started this study of love, as found in John 13 through 17, by pointing out that God wants us to be love-driven or love-directed in our lives. Let's expand what we found by looking at some other references to love in the Bible. This is important because the Bible is its own best interpreter. By that I mean other portions of Scripture often help us understand what we already have studied. God teaches us line upon line, precept upon precept. As I reflected further about having a love-driven or directed life, I thought about our Master. Then I considered our motive. To this I added our mandate. Then our modus operandi, and finally our mark. It is clear our Master Jesus Christ loves those who believe in Him. He loves them even as He loves God the Father. Being one with the Father, He is love, for God is love, according to 1 John 4:8. Listen to what Dr. Wiest says on this. As to the statement, God is love, we would suggest that this simply is not true. God is not an abstraction. The word God has the article. The word love does not. Which construction in Greek means that the two words are not interchangeable. The absence of the article emphasizes nature, essence, character. The translation should read, God as to His nature is love. That is, God is a loving God. It is His nature to be loving. It was His nature to love that motivated Him to send His Son into the world to become our Savior. It is Christ's nature to love that caused Him to give His life a ransom for us. Our Master, therefore, models for us how to love God and others.